I'd like to ask you, first of all, what's your idea of a dream breakfast?
Oh, a dream breakfast. Well, being born in England, it's probably an English breakfast, which comes with your bacon, your eggs, tomato, mushrooms, baked beans.
There are certain similarities between that English breakfast and the Southern breakfast. I'm not a Southerner by birth, but I've been living in the South for most of my adult life, and I've completely bought into the Southern breakfast.
Yeah.
The beans haven't made it over the pond, so to speak,
yeah.
But the bacon and some kind of good bread, you know, like the biscuits in the South. What did you grow up eating in Canada? What's breakfast like there?
Well, they do have some really good bacon. They have lovely maple smoked bacon, but I mean, it's not always that good for you. So whilst I'd love to have it every morning, I actually have tried over the last couple of years to become a little bit more vegetarian, but I'm definitely not a strict vegetarian because I did just say bacon. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I remember actually going to a music school in Austria and we were talking once with a couple other Canadians and we said, what's our national dish? And it's like, you know, Japanese have sushi and, you know, we all sat there and said, maple syrup? I mean, that's not a dish. Can I have a dish of maple syrup? So it's, you know, I think in a way, Canadian food is very similar to sort of American cuisine. So it's you know, quite varied, but there's no one thing that I remember from childhood having all the time.
So would maple syrup be something you put on pancakes? Or
put on pancakes, yeah. And I love using it in cooking. You know, if I'll make a salad dressing or something and
really?
To give it a little sweet edge if it calls for a little honey or this or the other. Maple syrup or in cooking I've started to use maple syrup because it does have very good properties in it for you, even though it's got the sugar, it's got good things in it too, so I'll often replace sugar in a recipe with maple syrup. But
do you do a lot of cooking when you can?
I do. I love cooking. Yeah,
I've noticed that a lot of musicians have food as an outlet and really enjoy not only cooking for themselves, but doing it really well, doing it almost to the same standard at which they play music.
Yeah. I'm the same. And I also find it's a little world I can escape into. I'll go into the kitchen. I would love if anybody mentions, you know, if I'm with my mom and she says, oh, I could just fancy such a thing. I'm like, I'm off. I'm in the kitchen and I've started and I can be there for 10 minutes or I can be there for 4 hours. And I go into my own little world and I really relax. And I just love taking the care to make something good and tasty.
And is there a special you have now?
No, I mean, I love trying new things, and I like baking. I like the savory foods. Anything I'm known for? Not really. No, just whatever people want. I like making people happy with the food they're gonna have. So I like to enjoy the food myself too, but I like making other people happy.
I wanted to ask you, too, about your background a little bit. I saw in the program notes that you have a very distinguished mentor. So tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Rolex have an amazing program called the Rolex Mentor and Protégé Arts Initiative, and that's exactly what it is. They pair an amazing artist, and in this case, my mentor was Jessie Norman, and I was the lucky person who got chosen to be her protege. And the program really officially lasted a year, but that was 6 years ago. And remained very good friends, and I still go and I work with her. Yeah, I mean, singing-wise and interpretation-wise, it doesn't really get any better than her. I mean, she is just an amazing artist, an amazing voice, and it's been an amazing opportunity to be in a room with her and learn from her and become a friend of hers and just be able to go and see her and sit and have a cup of tea and talk about the good things and the bad things in life. Whilst I'm not a star like she is, it is a very different lifestyle, and there's things you can talk about that nobody else would understand, you know. So it's she's been incredibly generous, and it's just been an exceptional opportunity. And having I don't think we have those mentorships as much anymore. It used to be really, you know, if you wanted to learn how to make a watch or make shoes, you'd watch a shoemaker, you know, and that's how you'd learn. Whereas now we have these institutions where you go and you learn how to do it, which is fine. But there's something about a kind of personal mentorship it's really an excellent opportunity.
Well, Susan Platts, thank you so much. And congratulations again on a wonderful performance. I'm sure it's going to be terrific tonight.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.